LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of President Trump's address to the United Nations General Assembly, Secretary of State Marco Rubio on ABC's Good Morning America defended the U.S. position in the world despite the decision earlier this year to close USAID.
People have died because gangs steal the aid. People have died because the distributors of aid have not done well. People have died because other countries haven't stepped up. But the United States has saved more lives and continues to save more lives than any other country in the world. And we're going to continue to do it, but we're going to do it the right way and in a responsible way.
The Secret Service has thwarted a plot that could have devastated cellular communications in and around New York City. No arrests have been made, but a source familiar with the investigation tells ABC it's suspected to be the work of a group with links to China. Shares of the company that makes Tylenol have recovered ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street after President Trump said pregnant women should not take Tylenol because of autism risks. Medical groups say studies have not found a causal link. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is planning to review the results of a Minnesota study regarding the impact of wake boats on lake bottoms. The use of wake boats has become a controversial topic over recent months, with conservation activists warning the boats cause environmental damage and contribute to the spread of aquatic invasive species. Earlier this year, a group of wake boating enthusiasts filed a lawsuit against the town of Scott in Burnett County over a new local ordinance, arguing their constitutional rights are being violated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding waterfowl hunters to take proper precautions when heading out on the water to hunt. According to a press release, taking heavy gear out on a boat during times of cooler temperatures and more unpredictable weather could create a dangerous situation. Hunters should always wear a life jacket while out on the water, avoid weighing down their boat, unload their firearm for transportation, and check weather reports before leaving. They should also inform someone of their plans before they leave. The Washburn Heritage Association is raising money to create a permanent memorial to honor the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The 50th anniversary of the sinking is in November, and organization officials say the memorial has already been designed by two local artists. The Heritage Association is raising money through a GoFundMe to cover the cost of installing the memorial for the anniversary. They say the top of the memorial will be a weather vane shaped like the Edmund Fitzgerald, and the base is a repurposed tower from the Ashland Ore Dock. One person was injured in a Rusk County house explosion over the weekend. According to Ladysmith Fire Department officials, the explosion occurred on Saturday around County Road A in the town of Flambeau. One person was in the home at the time of the explosion, and fire department officials say he was taken to the hospital and later transferred to a burn center in Minnesota. An update on his condition was not provided. The home is considered a total loss, and fire department officials are still working to determine the cause of the explosion. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things, and I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Some patchy fog through mid-morning on Wednesday, otherwise skies mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, it is underway.
What is underway?
Our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest.
What do I need to do?
You need to have the Civic Media app if you do not have it already.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
If you don't have it,
okay,
go to wherever you get your apps. Like
Steve's house.
Google Play.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Would be a good place
for it. Or the App Store if you have an iPhone. Okay.
One of those things. And download the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely free.
Oh, man. I love that.
And then, in just a few moments, when I give you the keyword, you're going to grab that phone, you're going to open up the Civic Media app, mm-hmm, and you are going to text in the word that I'm going to give you in a little bit.
Oh.
And then that's going to get you in the running. Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Both. Every day.
Okay, last year we did this contest, and it was, I think it was $100 or jewelry.
Yes.
This year, $200 and jewelry, green and gold.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Good Lord.
So that is the daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then every entry gets into the drawing for the grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats.
You ever done indoor at the Packers game?
I have not. I've only been to one Packers game. It was in December. It was 11 degrees at kickoff. Indoor seats would have been a really nice thing.
Yeah.
This is for the November 23rd game at noon, and we're going to give you a gas card to get there and back. It is worth $1,550.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty great prize.
I mean, I got to say, Civic Media, from an outsider standpoint, just when it comes to prizes, they do it right. To see Green Bay, to see a game indoors and gas and the whole shebang. And you've already won the original prize.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So here we go. Callan, can we have the drum roll, please? The word this hour only to text in on the app is goal.
Goal.
G-O-A-L.
Yes.
Spelling counts.
Mm-hmm.
The word this hour, you have to text it in by 10 o'clock. The word is goal, G-O-A-L, goal, not gold, not golf, not golf.
Not gully.
Not gully, goal, yeah. G-O-A-L, goal is the word. Text it in right now via the Civic Media app. You have until 10 o'clock. If you are signed up for our notifications, you will get a response,
mm-hmm,
that says that your entry was accepted.
Yes.
And if you haven't done so yet, you do have a way to get one bonus entry.
Yes.
So when you get that announcement back that you had entered,
mm-hmm,
Then there will be a link that you can click on. You can either follow us on Facebook. You'll have a number of different options. Yeah. Maybe one of them is signing up for the new Civic Media Today.
Look at that plug. That's a plug. Huh? Because Civic Media has a brand spanking new, free newsletter called Civic Media Today.
It's pretty great.
Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. You can check it out. You can sign up for free. And then it is delivered to your inbox every single day. And that is the culmination of all the day's work we do, whether it's news stories, podcasts, shows that we're doing right now, clips, things of that nature. It is all curated by an amazing team here at the network, and it's sent to your inbox every single day. But you go to civicmediatoday.substack.com, sign up for that newsletter today. But yeah, that can be one of your choices
exactly
as part of the contest.
But again, you can only do that once.
Correct.
To get that extra entry.
Correct.
But for right now, the word is goal, G-O-A-L, goal, G-O-A-L. Text it in. You're in the running for that daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry, and then in the running for those tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd, indoor seats in Green Bay.
Yep.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
You have until 10 o'clock, just like Kirk in Eau Claire, who just entered, and Rita in La Crosse, and Luann and Wanderoos, and Steve and Oshkosh, and Kurt in Eau Claire. Love to see the entries coming in. A goal is the word, G-O-A-L. Then your next chance to enter will be at 11 o'clock with Tom Hartman. Also in the 1 o'clock hour, then the 3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. hour with Maggie Dawn. 7 p.m. hour with Pete Schwabe. You have a whole bunch of chances to enter.
I think it was a total of 7 throughout the day.
7 throughout the day, starting with Pet.
That's amazing as well. I mean, this is like, there's so many opportunities for you to be a part of this great contest. And, you know, this is one of our more popular, well, they're all popular.
Yeah.
People really want to grab those tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay because it's a really fun time. So
it's going
to
be great.
Get that app open. Open up the app. Text in the word goal. G-O-A-L.
And good luck. We will give you reminders before we get to the end of the hour. Because again, in previous iterations of this contest, it's been over the course of the whole show. Now it's just for 1 hour. So that's why we are going to be reminding you. Coming up later on this hour, after the 9:30 news, Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be joining us. We're going to talk Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight.
I saw a great... I didn't care much for him while he was in the White House, but I really do appreciate Anthony Scaramucci's his own understanding of who he was in the world
and his place,
his very short tenure as press secretary of the first Trump administration. And he tweeted out last night, he said Kimmel's suspension lasted 0.54 Scaramucci's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, he set the standard for the shortest amount of time as White House press secretary.
It was 9 days.
Something like that. Yeah. It was pretty short. You got to love that he acknowledges that.
Yes, he understands his place.
He does. So we're going to talk about that with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Tom Homan, who is the border czar, allegedly took a bag of cash.
$50,000, because you never, you know.
Allegedly, reportedly, it's on tape. Is the Trump Justice Department looking into that? We will talk about that later on this hour with Pat Kreitlow, so stick around for that. Did want to spend a little time right now talking about this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Laura Schulte and Jesse Lynn have the byline, two Wisconsin facilities for homeless veterans close. Next comes the partisan finger pointing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been burbling for months.
Yes. Years, actually.
Years.
Yeah, this has been a problem.
This is another can that's been kicked down the road for years.
Yep.
A week after two of Wisconsin's three facilities for homeless veterans closed, the fate of the shelters remain in limbo as Wisconsin lawmakers struggle to pass legislation to restore them. Of course, Republicans are blaming Governor Evers. Democrats are blaming the Republican-led legislatures. They took out the funding from the budget.
Yeah.
There was money in the budget that Governor Evers submitted to keep these facilities open, and the Republicans took it out.
Yeah. And we're also not talking, and we've talked about this before. Maggie Dawn spoke to Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. If you go to civicmedia.us/shows.
It's a good discussion. It's a good interview.
I talked about it while you were away. I mean, and the thing that keeps on, I mean, besides the partisan bickering, and I know that people will say, well, the Republicans did this. I'm like, well, the Democrats are also doing that. And I'm really, I don't care. Because we're talking about $1.9 million.
Which, again, in the grand scheme of things, is nothing.
It is nothing.
It's not a lot of money.
In fact, I'll take a step further. $1.9, give them $5 million. Make sure it's a great facility. Make sure it's open. Make sure it's accepting. Expand them. But we're bickering over $1.9 million with an M dollars.
Don't forget, we're going to spend $45 million in taxpayer money for the Garden of Heroes.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, I understand that point, but I'm even going to take it a step further. We had Corrine Hendrickson on yesterday, and she brought up a very good point that the GOP has done a very good job in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin GOP has done a very good job of doing, which is painting the narrative that they're not trying to get tax breaks for their buddies. And they are.
And they are. That's what it's all about.
And we're not going to. And it's really infuriating. Yeah, I'm going to get $180 back in my tax break. That's great. I can use it for something, but not a lot. And yet these rich people are going to get even richer here in Wisconsin on top of the federal tax breaks they're going to get. But they couldn't find one. Like, Jane, from a purely political campaigning standpoint, it just makes sense to put this money in. Because when you look at social media from all of these politicians,
oh yeah,
it's small business, it's farmers, it's vets. They're always loving on them so hard in the words and the comments and the posts. But when it comes time to put the rubber to the road,
oh my goodness,
there's a dog an animal. In the room. All
okay.
Right.
Hello, puppy.
Hello, puppy. They are shockingly silent. There's and offensively silent, if you ask me.
Well, and I don't think anybody encapsulated that better than John Stewart.
Yes.
When he testified in front of Congress when they were trying to get money for 911 responders in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Stewart essentially said, where is everybody?
Yes.
Where are all the lawmakers who every Veterans Day, every Memorial Day, we love our vets, and the people who sacrificed all. I can't imagine the frustration that veterans feel at being used repeatedly as props, because that's what it is.
I have a friend who's a vet. He did two tours, and I had a really open conversation with him. I said, look, I just want to ask you some questions because I really want to understand it from your point of view. And yeah, he's got an attitude of, as far as I'm concerned, you all just use us. And he's talking to everybody. He's not talking about Republicans. He's not talking about Democrats. He's talking about all of us.
Absolutely.
You know, they want it that, you know, you go to a baseball game, they're the hero of the game. And I love that. You want to recognize a vet for the work they've done. I love that. But when the time comes and we have to do the funding for their mental health care, for their medical care, for the things that we promise them as people who put their lives on the line to secure the freedoms of this nation, we're always shockingly quiet and really quick to say, well, they did it.
Exactly.
This is not the time, at least with this topic. Okay, you want to talk about 9/11 funding? I get it. That's a huge pocket of money. Still fund it. Still do it. But we're talking about $1.9 million to make sure that vets aren't homeless. The fact that our vets are homeless in this country is infuriating.
Evers, in his budget proposal this year, asked, as you said, for $1.9 million to keep this program running. Republicans removed it from the budget. Democrats introduced a motion to add the program back in. It got voted down along party lines. One exception, André Jacques, Republican from New Frank.
And I will say the same thing that I said when I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Thank you, Mr. Jacques. Thank you for being the lone voice. Because in my opinion, you pull something like this out of the budget, all you're doing is saying we don't want to give this governor a win. And in so, we're saying we are going to punish our vets for this as a political game to score some points, to blame them for whatever they want to blame Governor Evers for. But at the end of the day, Popcorn King Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue are sitting there not helping the vets. But oh, it's Governor Evers' fault.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where this goes.
Hey, did you vote for President Trump? Do you like this? Tell me. I want to know.
Also, if you have autism in your family, we would love to hear from you. Some interesting comments yesterday out of the Trump administration regarding autism. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit clarybuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is underway, our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold.
And
gold.
Because that and is important.
It is important.
Yeah.
We are playing today for $200 cash and gold jewelry.
Ooh.
That's the daily prize.
Yeah.
Everyone who enters will be in the drawing for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you there and back. It is worth $1,550. Nice prize package. Really nice. I know you can't have it.
I wow.
I'm sorry. I'm just,
no, you're not. You say it every time we have one of these contests.
Just, the word is goal.
Sometimes you call me up. You're like, you can't win a contest
you
here.
Still can't win. A goal. G-O-A-L. Oscar in Madison, not gold. G-O-L-D. It's goal. G-O-A-L. Spelling counts.
I almost said like a soccer goal.
No, there's another one, Martin, in Verona. No, G-O-A-L. I want you to be able to get your entry in.
Yeah.
Brennan from Madison and Tiffany in River Falls. I love seeing these come in. Connie is entering. A goal is the word, G-O-A-L. You have until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You
10
only
o'clock.
Have 10 o'clock. You only have 1 hour. That is a little change this time around for our contest. Tom Hartman will have two chances for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Then join Todd Alba in the 3 o'clock hour. He will have a word for you from 3 to 4. Maggie Dawn with another word from 5 to 6. And Pete Schwabe wrapping it up on Nightlight with another word at 7 o'clock. So you have a whole bunch of chances to enter this contest. Right now, though, the word is goal. G-O-A-L. And good luck.
I looked at one of the names here, David from Cocoa. I'm like, is there a Cocoa, Wisconsin? Cocoa, Florida.
In Cocoa, Florida. Cool.
There you go.
Oh, that's very cool.
Love it.
We love that. Goal. G-O-A-L. Our state, multi-state.
Multi-state.
Multi-state. Text
multi-state.
To win. Go for the green and gold contest. If you have autism in your family, I would be very curious to hear from you at 855-752-4842. After President Trump, along with Bob Kennedy Jr., neither of them doctors, by the way, came out yesterday and announced an unproven link between autism and Tylenol.
Yep, that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at.
The president, along with Health and Human Services Secretary Bob Kennedy Jr., advising pregnant women not to take acetaminophen. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, it is acetaminophen?
Acetaminophen.
I thought it was acetaminophen.
Could be.
Whatever. Close, well, I mean, we got it closer than he did. So.
No doubt about that. Yes, which is used in Tylenol and other products. You need to tough it out. Is one thing that I took away from that. If pregnant ladies can't tough it out, then you can take Tylenol, which is the only pain reliever, from what I understand, that's safe for pregnant women to take.
So let me get this straight. I'm just going to try to put this together because I am also not a doctor. I'm a doctor adjacent. So Tylenol may lead to autism. Tough it out. But if you can't, take Tylenol, which ... may lead to autism. This sounds so scientific. I feel like I've got an honorary degree from Johns Hopkins.
Right, yeah, now. You're practically a doctor.
Yeah, you know who's? I mean, it just sounds like great science, deeply researched.
Yeah. Oh, heavily researched.
Yeah.
Our friend and colleague,
yes,
and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends,
yes,
addressed this. In a clip on social media yesterday. Kevin, let's play that clip from Dr. Kristen Lierley, please.
My name is Dr. Kristen Lierley. I am a practicing obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in medicine for over 20 years, and I'm here to tell you that we have zero evidence that Tylenol taken in pregnancy causes autism. So if you are a family living with autism, this is not your fault. And in fact, we don't know what causes autism. It's likely multifactorial. There are probably many things that contribute. So one more time, we have zero evidence that Tylenol causes autism. And one more thing, it's acetaminophen. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how we say that.
Okay.
Acetaminophen.
No. Just take the paper away.
Try again.
Take the paper away. A few things on that one. I said this to you earlier because I may mention this on social media. This video is not worth her time. She is far smarter, far more important, far more busy. She has to take time out of her day and address this craziness. Absolutely ridiculous.
And I think it's important also that we include this little tidbit in here. Bob Jr. also announced that the FDA will approve Leukorovin.
Gotcha.
Leukorovin, a new treatment for autism. It is a folic acid supplement prescribed for a subset of autistic children who have a certain cerebral folate deficiency. But experts say this is not a cure. And by the way, Dr. Oz.
Oh, God.
Owns a major chunk of equity in the largest seller of folinic acid in the U.S. God. Just thought that was important. A little important piece to include that in there, that another person in the Trump administration has a financial stake in getting this approved by the FDA.
Jane, wasn't this the month they were supposed to find the cause and eradicate it? I thought this was like
September,
or next month. Well, congratulations, folks. Throw your Tylenol away. There goes all the autism in the world.
Just take folic acid. It's good for everything.
Yep. All right.
We have news coming up next, and then Pat Kreitlow will be here to talk about, oh dear, Jimmy Fallon is coming back tonight. That's all on the way.
Sorry,
stay with
Brendan.
Us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced $1.3 million in grant funding for coastal communities across the state. The funding will go to local governments, regional planning commissions, universities, and nonprofit organizations for projects that enhance public access, address contamination issues, and support educational efforts. A number of Northwest Wisconsin organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including the Northwest Regional Planning Commission and the City of Ashland. A new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin estimates that communities across the state could end up spending millions to address nitrate contamination. The organization's report identified the overapplication of fertilizers to farm fields as a major contributor, estimating that 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer was used statewide in 2022. As a result, about 10% of the private wells in the state and up to 20% in heavily farmed areas failed to meet Wisconsin's drinking water standards of 10 milligrams per liter. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives fentanyl awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has published a summary of public comments on the updated Chippewa Flowage Joint Agency Master Plan. The agency collected public comments on plans for the future of the over 15,000-acre Sawyer County land throughout last December and January. According to their summary, some common themes emerged, including concerns over natural resource management, maintaining water levels, preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species, and protecting tribal sites from erosion. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Some patchy fog through mid-morning on Wednesday, otherwise skies mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 57.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay continue.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. However, before we get to our guest, Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Want to remind you that our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway this hour. Mm. So if you haven't done so yet, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet, go to your app store, download it. It is
absolutely free.
Yes, it is. Open up the Civic Media app, pick your favorite station, perhaps WAUK. Yeah. And text in the word goal, G-O-A-L, not gold, like Jason and Madison just did. Try again, Jason. The word is goal, G-O-A-L. This hour, we are playing for $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And that's the daily prize. And then the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you to and from the game worth $1,550. The word is goal, G-O-A-L. You only have until 10 o'clock. And then your next chance will be in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman, 1 o'clock with Tom, Todd Alba, 3 p.m., Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m., Pete Schwabe, 7 p.m. You have lots of chances to enter.
And then the whole thing starts again tomorrow.
It does.
With our guest, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Exactly. Pat Kreitlow kicks it off. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wait, are you talking to me or are you talking to that? We have the same shirt on, so I wasn't sure if you're talking to him.
You do kind of have the same shirt on.
Hold on, let me see.
You've got the Pat Kreitlow plaid going on over here.
I didn't realize that was what we were going to wear today. Calvin, you didn't get the message either.
Well, Dakota, who also works here at Radio Park, is wearing a shirt that just looks exactly like mine, but a different color.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's definitely sweater weather for boys.
So we missed the memo, Calvin. We'll get the plaid memo next time.
Yeah, I don't know if I own one. I'll have to go shopping.
I don't have
card him. They won't let him check out with that.
Anyway, the word is goal. G-O-A-L. Text in the word goal. You have until 10 o'clock, and good luck for our multi-state text to win go for the green and gold contest. All right, Pat, I wanted to talk a little bit about he's back. I saw this cross on Twitter yesterday afternoon, and I texted Greg, and I said, Twitter says Jimmy Kimmel is coming back tonight.
Yep.
And so he is. We do have a clip of Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert reacting to this news. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
Another ABC News, young Jimmy Kimmel's coming back to television. That campaign that you all launched, pretending that you were going to cancel Hulu, while secretly racing through four seasons of Only Murders in the Building.
It's really good right now.
It really was. Yeah. Congratulations.
Our long national late nightmare is over. Because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air Tuesday night. Come on! Once more, I am the only martyr in late nights.
Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert checking in on the news that Jimmy Kimmel will be back tonight. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. ABC or Disney, in its release yesterday, said they had long, heartfelt conversations.
They were counting all the money they lost.
I really think that's what it was.
$4 billion in 96 hours.
I mean, I saw pictures from Disney World and Disneyland, and I was hearing reports of people canceling weddings and Disney cruises.
Dang.
And, there was a lot of backlash. And what surprised me, Pat, was some of the Republicans who actually came down on the side of Jimmy Kimmel, including, of all people, Ted Cruz.
Yes. Yeah. There was a real backlash to the backlash, because the original backlash to people talking about Charlie Kirk's words and life and legacy, that first backlash was so over the top, and at some point began to look almost manufactured and political, like, oh, here's the pretext we need to get people canceled, you know, to get people fired, to defund organizations. And they counted on most Americans going, what are you going to do? And in fact, the longer it went on with, you know, Derek Van Orden probably could have gotten away with the first 100 tweets.
Oh, my God.
But he blew past 500, then he blew past 700.
Jeez.
And you could see this trend of, wait, this is a member of the government. And the First Amendment's all about the government should not infringe upon our free speech, freedom of expression. But he is, by advocating or working toward getting people fired or defunded. And people said, you know, that's not quite right. And then ABC took this monstrous step, which had no justification whatsoever, certainly not rooted in any of the actual words that Jimmy Kimmel said. And as people kicked that around too, that they said, no, this ain't right. And so you have this backlash to the backlash, which is a real credit to ordinary Americans who say, look, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, or I don't, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, but they understand this was definitely tremendous overreach by people who were probably trying to do more than simply defend Charlie Kirk.
Well, and that's the thing too, is there are so many layers to just this situation. But for me, the funniest thing of it all is that the same people who, well, not even 2-3 years ago, but really at the height of it, like 2-4 years ago, were screaming and yelling about, we can't make jokes, we can't say anything, we can't do anything. We're
comedy
gonna get
is dead.
I can't make fun of women anymore. So why do I even bother? These are the same people who are saying, well, Jimmy Kimmel should have watched his mouth. He shouldn't be making fun of Charlie Kirk. But then you break down the information, and it doesn't take long. This isn't even a Google search. It's literally 15 seconds of audio where you hear him not make fun of Charlie Kirk, which he never did. And in fact, just because people don't know this, when Charlie Kirk was killed, Jimmy Kimmel wrote a very impassioned tweet sending his love and respect to his family and denouncing political violence. So no, he wasn't making fun of Charlie Kirk's death. He in fact was doing exactly what everyone else was doing, which was implicating the GOP and trying to make it a bigger thing than it was. Or, I'm sorry, I take that back. They were trying to make the identity and motives of the shooter as far away from their own party as possible, and they didn't like that part.
Yes. We have the clip that got Jimmy Kimmel in trouble. Calvin, can you play that clip, please, just so people understand the original thing he said that ABC said was so egregious?
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend, Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
That's what Jimmy Kimmel said. That is what Jimmy Kimmel said. That ABC used as its excuse to pull him off the air,
but it wasn't even the joke though. Everything that every press that I read only started from it's been a new low to the end of the statement. Not even the construction joke. It was just the statement that made them upset, and it was. I got into quite a few back and forths on social media because I can't learn, but it was. People wanted to turn it into a private business enforcing a contract or
morality clause or something.
Yeah, like there are consequences when you say things like that. No, when the chairman of the FCC goes on a podcast and makes threats against various media outlets or various shows for saying things they don't like and what they can do to them, and when President Trump tweets that this wasn't about ratings either. This was never about ratings because you don't cancel a show in the middle of the week for ratings like this. It was because he said what he said, and they used it as a reason, and it backfired so horribly.
Because, again, this would have major ramifications. And I think part of the problem that the Republicans ran into is a lot of outlets, including on this show, mm-hmm. all we do are play back things that he says, that mm-hmm. the president of the United States says. You can't tell me we're being hateful when all we're doing is replaying his own words.
I mean, if I could right now, I'd be playing the words right now in the UN where he's whining about not getting a Nobel Peace Prize. He's saying he doesn't need it. He's fine. He's literally, he's been talking for like at least 20 minutes.
How much credit he deserves for all the wonderful things. Anyway, Pat Kreitlow is here. He joins us every other Tuesday at this time from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We are talking about Jimmy Kimmel coming back tonight after being off for a couple of days.
And the framing of this as some kind of, well, businesses are using their prerogative to act. Well, you're almost there. You're almost there. The businesses were using their prerogative to use this to make money. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that is this. This did not start with Disney. This started with two big TV conglomerates.
Yes.
Nexstar.
Yes.
And Sinclair. Both have a ton of TV stations.
And they want more.
And they want more. They want to engage in some corporate matrimony. But to do that, they're going to need FCC approval.
Yep.
So when the very political, very partisan head of the FCC, Trump Toady, said the things that he said about Jimmy Kimmel, they right away was like, oh, this is how we got to make the FCC happy. And Sinclair, which has, right-wing ownership anyway, had no problem with it. They're not even putting Kimmel back on tonight.
No.
All of their stations are going to put news on instead because they're trying to curry favor. So, yeah, there was a business prerogative, not for some kind of morality clause.
No.
There was a business prerogative to make money, and they saw a way to do that. They saw what appeared to be a pretext, but it was such a flimsy pretext because, let's be clear, there were people that said very terrible things
online.
The kind of things that if a Jimmy Kimmel had said it, he would have deserved to be let go.
Yes.
But he didn't say those things. And yet they were trying to make it seem as if he was one of those people. And it's not like people don't have eyes and ears and saw, no, that's not what this is at all.
Well, and if you go back, and we could go back and play clip after clip after clip after clip of Republican leaders making jokes about Paul Pelosi getting attacked mm-hmm. by a hammer. Donald Trump just told people, yeah, Joe Biden's got stage 4 cancer. Don't feel bad for him. He's an SOB. He's an evil person. He's a bad man. There hasn't been, at least from what I have found, one Democratic politician who has come out and said anything horrible about the killing of Charlie Kirk, which is a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, this is a president that did not lower flags for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman, did not attend her funeral.
Refused to call.
Yep. Insulted Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. So people see all this. The record's clear.
Yeah. Pat Kreitlow will be with us on the other side. We're going to talk about Tom Holman and, I don't know, $50,000 in cash in a fast food bag. Who doesn't get that? You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the one, the only Calzone, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, about seven-ish minutes left to text in the word via the Civic Media app only.
Mm-hmm.
Text in the word GOAL, G-O-A-L. Text in the word GOAL via the Civic Media app. Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And you're in the running for the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota go face-to-face November 23rd, noon. And a gas card to get you there and back. Pretty sweet.
It's an amazing price.
Pretty
package.
Sweet package.
Yeah.
GOAL is the word. You have until 10 o'clock. G-O-A-L. The word is GOAL. Spelling counts. Pat Kreitlow is here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And I wanted to talk just briefly about this because with so many things, Pat, there's just so much news on a daily basis. It's a matter of trying to narrow down. What crazy thing should we talk about today? So I do want to talk a little bit about Tom Homan. Tom Homan, of course, the border czar. This from MSNBC. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents. Trump's Department of Justice shut it down. What a shock.
Mm.
Tom Homan allegedly accepted $50,000 in cash in a fast food bag after indicating he could help undercover FBI agents who were posing as business executives.
Yeah.
He could help them win contracts in a second Trump term. Reportedly, there is video evidence of this. Of old Tom Homan accepting $50,000 in cash, that's got to be a pretty big pretty big wad there. In order to secure favors from the Trump administration. I don't know if this does this surprise anybody.
No.
I was going to say, you want to see my shocked face?
I know, right?
we would be more shocked if they said we are launching an investigation into Thomas Holman to make sure that blah, 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 and all that. We'd be like,
that would be shocking.
Wait a minute. What's happening here?
By the way, we used to call normal. That would be a normal thing to happen.
That would have been.
You would launch an investigation and say, hey, we're not with this guy. If this is what he did, he's no longer one of us. Instead, because he is one of us, we are circling the wagons. Although I'd say they weren't even circling the wagons. This is part of the plan. As the wagon train heads on to, rob the next bank, basically. This is an administration that has ended the investigations into white collar crimes. It has stopped going after big time corporate tax cheats.
Yep.
The corruption, the grift, all of it would be a full time job for somebody. When we talk about Democratic messaging and why aren't they messaging all these things? Because there are so many things.
Yeah.
And there should be, whether it's a particular point person, like a member of Congress, or a particular person with a group or somebody, should just be baking it a thing day after day after day, is here's the corruption story of the day. And you're saying, oh, Pat, that makes it sound like there's 365 instances of corruption that you could point out. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we could find them. Yeah.
The other side of the argument, though, too, is that, what an unoriginal thing, too. 50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional
hearings.
Yes. It would have been 24 hours on every network that hated them. That's what we deal with every single time. They cannot say boo. I'll go back to it every time. Obama can't wear a tan suit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to reference it again, but Donald Trump in front of the UN just said that 1920s scientists said global cooling will kill the earth. What are we doing here?
It is
we're letting them get away with it.
Yes.
That's exactly it. We're watching a double standard, the likes of which, and again, as somebody who's worked in the media and has heard the term double standard, forever, usually by people who are just unhappy with what they're seeing at that point. But when people who've now worked in the media can take a step back and look in a sober manner at the difference in covering one side versus the other, it actually takes your breath away to see this level. Like just the acetaminophen comment alone, the stumbling over that, if Joe Biden had stumbled over that while advancing medical misinformation, that would be the story. It would be President rambles while delivering medical misinformation. And instead, we get neither one of those stories. It's just Trump makes controversial statement about Tylenol and autism.
Well,
that's not what you do if it was Biden.
And the other piece of that I don't know that is widely known is that Dr. Oz has a financial stake in this new thing that they are now promoting to take to fight off autism.
I can't do the corrupt thing of the day if you're going to give me more than one, Jane.
it's corruption. But it's corruption palooza, man. Yeah. It seriously is.
Oh, that's the name of it.
And I do think that there is a very concerted effort to get rid of white collar crimes. Financial crimes just don't matter anymore, folks.
They're not crimes.
You can look at a list of people who have gotten commuted sentences and pardons from Trump since he's been back in office. The number of people who have made a campaign donation to him and then had their charges dropped. There's no connection there, though, Pat. That's nothing. Nothing. There's
highlighting
nothing
these things on a daily basis. You know what that's going to be for me? It's going to be a daily goal.
Join Pat Kreitlow tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, see ya.
News coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the Civic Media app. We are the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening. listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touting what he calls the golden age of America as he addresses the United Nations General Assembly and said the UN speaks in empty words.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential.
Before his remarks, he wrote on social media that he is calling off a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders because their approach to government funding is not realistic. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is September 30th. The Secret Service says it stopped a plot that could have disrupted cellular service across New York City after an investigation into threats led to locations around the city where hundreds of servers were seized. Shares in Tylenol maker Kenvue are trading higher today despite yesterday's comments from the president that pregnant women should not use Tylenol because of a potential for an autism. Health experts say there's no causal link between acetaminophen and autism. This is ABC News.